You know, I think one of the big things that we can be grateful for is how much our community, and that extends beyond our local community, but the global community, is really aware of protecting each other. And I have loved seeing, while I know there's been a lot of people who are upset, at least in the States, of having to do this masks and stuff, but that people are willing to do this. People are willing to do what they can to keep other people safe. And I think that's a really beautiful thing to be grateful for. We don't have to do all the things that we used to before. We've gotten this opportunity to take a step back and gain a different perspective.
Welcome to the Gratitude Podcast on www.georgeandbenta.com, where you'll hear a new story each week that will inspire more gratitude in your own life. Our mission is to inspire 100,000 people to discover how to feel gratitude and live a happy life through the amazing life stories of our successful guests and their actionable tips. And now, the host of our podcast, Georgian Benta.
Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Today with us, we have a brave person. And I'm really happy that we can talk about bravery and courage in these times, especially since we all as a society, as humanity, are going through so much. And she's also the author of You're Brave Enough, 8 Daily Practices to Be Your Own Hero. She's guiding women who want to walk through their darkness and shame and step into their power by reclaiming all the disowned pieces of themselves. She believes that everyone has the capacity for change. And I believe that we need people like her that are optimistic and can help us become more hopeful through all of these challenging times. Her name is Amanda J.P. Brown, and I'm really happy to have her here with us. Amanda, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you and your community.
Thank you for being here. And let us know a little bit more about you, about the work that you're doing.
Awesome. Yes, I have been working with women in for several years now and doing different capacities. Now it's turned more remotely, but by gathering women together and really talking about our stories, really working to release the shame that we have and guilt that we have based on our own experiences through life or these beliefs that we've somehow absorbed about who we are that necessarily aren't true. I have been doing this work for a long time. And before that, I was a therapist for a mental health therapist for children and families. And I did many years around that, working with people who've experienced trauma. And that actually has played a big part in the work that I do as well, because a lot of us have experienced trauma and in these difficult times can be very traumatic with what we're witnessing in the world and experiencing in our own communities and homes potentially. So I'm really excited to continue to do this work and to support the community that I have and help extend this work to other communities as well.
Yeah, I was thinking about the same thing, the fact that these times actually can actually get us to, I don't know, be traumatized one way or another because of the whole uncertainty. And we were just talking before the interview about restaurants getting closed. I can only imagine how it must feel for the owners of the restaurants that, at least here in Romania, they had some months in which they were able to open, and afterwards there was a lot of uncertainty, and now they're closed again. And I actually had an experience that was very moving for me regarding this. Just the weekend before they closed the restaurants, we went out to eat, and the waiters were so grateful for the fact that we were there, and they treated us beautifully, and they were so grateful for the tip. It was such an interesting thing that they chose to do it like that, and we felt that it was really beautiful.
That sounds beautiful. Yeah, we've had similar things here in the States. I live in Arizona, and we've been closed. We're closed for a really long time, and then they opened up some stuff, and then they had to close it again as well. And it's really hard here, especially for the at the restaurants, for the servers, because they make very little money outside of their tips. So we've went to some restaurants as well and tried to be very gracious, because they are, you know, showing up and doing their work, and this is what they've done and chosen to do for whatever reason. And it's just really unfortunate to see. I mean, I've seen so many businesses have to close. Like the gym that I went to, and just very many small businesses here have been greatly affected by the pandemic and the closures and the restrictions that have happened.
Wow. It's really hard to see these things happening, but I think we can find ways to help out, and also to be hopeful for the future. And I believe gratitude can help us with that. How can we be brave in this period in time?
Wow, that's such a huge question. And I love that question, because I think a lot of it is, you know, we want to be really aware of what's happening. We want to know what's going on and get the right news, right? We want to understand what's going on, because we want to be able to make choices that help keep us safe and keep the people that we love safe, but we don't want to be scared where we don't engage in our lives. And that's kind of a delicate balance, because too much information can make us fearful of going out and the risk that we potentially can be putting ourselves in, our family in. So finding that balance between knowledge and understanding and what we can do to be safe, and still what can we do to still show up in our lives, to still spend time with the people that we love, to still do the things that we enjoy. And some of it may have shifted for us over these last several months, but I think the more that we can continue to show up in our lives and to explore the information that we're getting, the how we feel about things, to do some of our own deeper work, this is an amazing time to look at where we can do our own deeper work if we're feeling called to kind of really help us shift so we feel more gratitude in our lives. That it's a huge opportunity sometimes when we experience so much chaos and uncertainty.
Yeah, you actually anticipated my question. I was thinking about the same thing, the fact that many of us were much more active before the pandemic, and since many actually found a way of running away from some things that were going on inside by moving around, by not being by not staying with themselves and being present with themselves. And indeed, one of the opportunities that this pandemic has given us is the opportunity to go inside more. Physically, and also emotionally and mentally, to explore ourselves from the inside.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that can be a really unnerving thing for many people because, like you said, they've been so busy consuming so much stuff around them without even an awareness of why they're doing it. Whether it's, you know, just going out and having fun with friends all the time and not wanting to be alone by themselves. And while there is nothing wrong with some of the choices that we make, like being aware of why we make them, is it because we're uncomfortable with something or we don't like being alone or there's this belief we have that is unsettling to be with when we're by ourselves. And so having that opportunity to really kind of go within, and this is like you mentioned earlier, like I guide women through the process of being able to go within and explore the aspects of ourselves. A lot of people call it the shadow aspects that make us uncomfortable, because when we can't distract ourselves with, you know, activities, or I mean, people can still do TV, but at some point I think people get bored with TV. So there's only so many shows you can watch before you feel a little numbed out. So you want to get outside, and but you can't gather with people the way we used to. So really it gives you a lot of time for contemplation, a lot of time for discovery. And it's just a beautiful, if we switch and we look at what can we be grateful for in this experience, it switches all of the answers we get to the questions.
By the way, what can we be grateful for about this experience? What do you believe in your own experience and for us as a society?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's such another beautiful, juicy question. The very deep. You know, I think one of the big things that we can be grateful for is how much our community, and that extends beyond our local community, but the global community, is really aware of protecting each other. And I have loved seeing, while I know there's been a lot of people who are upset, at least in the States, of having to do this masks and stuff, but that people are willing to do this. People are willing to do what they can to keep other people safe. And I think that's a really beautiful thing to be grateful for. We don't have to do all the things that we used to before. We've gotten this opportunity to take a step back and gain a different perspective to evaluate where life is and where we want it to keep going. And if we hadn't had something so big in the midst of the world, you know, in the midst of our lives, we might not be looking at changing course as quickly as we can. And for the States, you know, this happened in an election year for us. So it's really kind of like shown us some things that we might not have seen had it not happened. And that's actually a really powerful thing, is even if we don't like what we're seeing, being able to recognize that without this experience without the pandemic, we might not be seeing some of the things. So we might not have as much knowledge or information to make different choices in our lives. And I think that's a huge thing to be grateful for. And also to understand like the things that we really missed, like learning what we can live without, but also what we can't live without, what we need, like knowing just how hard it is not to be able to hug like your mom. Oh, yeah. Or to, for, I have family that has like their mom has Alzheimer's and one of my aunts. And so, you know, they couldn't go and see her through the glass and, or see her in person. They had to like see her through glass and they couldn't hug her. And so I think that this time has taught us what we miss and what we really value as people. And it's helped us reassess the values that we have as well.
That's so true. That's so true. And yeah, for me too, it's one of the things that I miss most. And yeah, it's really weird when I can get close to people as we did in the past. Mm-hmm. And but the beautiful thing is though that we find ways to feel close together. And this is another beautiful thing that I believe that we can see about the human race, the fact that we were able to adapt and to find ways to connect, even though we were, for instance, in the lockdown. Yep. People were able to find ways to connect and to feel close. Yes. Even though they weren't able to be with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even have friends who found love in this time. And I just, that's so inspiring when amidst all of the chaos and destruction and uncertainty and like fear, that people are still finding love and connecting deep love because they've had this opportunity to engage differently or to meet differently. And so, yeah, we found we are a resilient, you know, people. And the human race is just the capacity for resiliency is amazing.
Yeah, definitely. And that example is so beautiful that in spite of all of the things that are happening that we see all the time and we find out on the news, we don't always see what's happening beyond that, the fact that, like you said, people are finding love, that people are connecting, and that people are getting together in a different way to help each other. Because I think this is, yeah, like other problems that we have in life, they are not easy, but it gets us to understand each other better and to be closer together somehow. Like when you know that another person has been going through the same thing that you're going through, you relate in a different way, and you try to find solutions together and to help each other. And I think that's another thing that's positive about all of this experience.
Yeah, I agree. Completely agree. I've seen a lot of people go out of their way to help their neighbors. And sometimes in the community that I listen to be or live in, because we've had so much in Arizona, we have had so much growth. And when you have a lot of growth in a community, people aren't always connected. They don't always know their neighbors. They don't always talk to each other. Sometimes people move to places so they don't have to connect with people. And so to see that they have come together, that they've been concerned about each other, that they're helping each other is just really powerful to watch and witness.
Becoming a magician takes thousands of hours, right, Ashley?
Oh, I'm not a magician. I'm a design specialist at the Container Store.
But you transform closets and pantries.
Well, I turn your most frustrating spaces into ones you love.
With a magic wand?
With Alpha, our customizable, adjustable, and affordable shelving and drawer system.
The amazing Ashley, making daily frustration disappear.
Just doing my job.
Transform your space with Alpha and save 20% on purchases over $500. Get started with your free design at the Container Store today.
Yeah, I love that too, and I think it's a great way in which we can relate, and I think that there are other things that we can see right now. Like it's going to take a while until until things will get better on a global scale, but I think at the end of it. In the new way of being in the world, there will be things that we will look back to and we will understand why they happened. And I'm sure that you have some stories from your own life, because I know that you have had some challenges in your teen years, and maybe you want to share that a little bit with our listeners.
Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you brought up a huge thing is that perspective is everything. When we're in the middle of our stuff and the trauma and the chaos, it's hard to see what to be grateful for. It's hard to find the lessons. It's hard to find gratitude because we're so emotionally connected and charged by what's happening. And a lot of times we need to feel our way through that. And that's a lot of what I talk about with my work is that we need to feel what's happened. We need to allow ourselves to feel. And when I was a teenager, I had this experience where my dad had left our family. And it was very traumatic for me. And I think more traumatic now that I look back than I realized at the time, because I was so angry and I was so bitter and confused. And it really caused me to want to disconnect. It sent me down the path of using drugs and making some really questionable life choices that really, when I got through to the other side of that, I felt a lot of deep shame around the choices that I had made, the things that I had done, the experiences that happened during that time in my life. And I carried the shame for a long time, which put me in some really not so great relationships, because when we hold on to this view of ourselves that we're a bad person, that we don't deserve good things, which aren't always conscious ideas, conscious beliefs, but when those are in our unconscious because of something, they really kind of dictate the decisions that we make, the choices that we allow ourselves to make, the experiences that we choose to have. And so it sets our course the way we go until we decide we want something different. And one day that's what I decided. I didn't want to keep living where I kept giving away pieces of myself to make other people comfortable or to make myself feel accepted by others. And so it didn't happen like overnight. It was like 20 years after, almost 20 years after I had been away from that period in my life that I actually started doing some of my own work and being able to look back at, okay, what lessons can I learn? How can I be grateful for that girl who did all the things that she did? And how can I love her? Because what the strength of who she was helped me get to this place, even if I'm not always, wasn't always loving her. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure that at least I, and I'm sure that many of our listeners can totally relate in one way or another. Like we all have some things that we, that are hard for us to accept, or that we are shameful about, or that we just are uncomfortable with. And yeah, it makes perfect sense. And I'm grateful that you shared that with us, because maybe some of our listeners are going through a difficult time in their life, particularly beyond what's happening in general.
Yeah,
like I know that there are beautiful things happening in the world that I'm grateful for and that I appreciate, but I'm also aware that there are problems that families face in this period. And I think it's important to be aware of that, and to know that there might be people that are really suffering right now.
Yeah, that's the duality of the experience is so important. Like, while we want to stay hopeful and positive and get to the other side, that can sometimes be, if we're not aware of that there's real suffering happening and we're not finding that compassion and empathy for others or even ourselves, we're glossing over the experience and we're kind of, I can't think of the word right now, but we're not fully allowing like what's happening to happen. We're kind of glossing over it. And it's so important, while in the midst of being hopeful, to also just be honest about what's real, what's happening right now and how you feel about it. And know that even if you're not experiencing the same thing someone else is, maybe your story and experience feels worse or better, that those are judgments that we sometimes put, and that we can still come together and have compassion for other people who are struggling and find where can we help them where they're at. And without being like, oh, just hold on to hope, because I think that can be toxic sometimes if we don't like really hold the space for the other person of what their experience is like of this.
Yeah, exactly. And as we know, things might take some time, and we have to be patient and to realize that these things take time, and it's important that we realize that. Mm-hmm. And it is the same. It's the same way with ourselves, like mm-hmm. with our shadows and mm-hmm. with the shame that we feel, and the challenges that we go through. And since we're at this part of the interview, do you have some ideas on how we can like, I know that you talk about some daily practices that can help us be brave enough. Do you have some tips that you can share with our audience about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one is just really kind of getting honest with yourself about where you're at in your life and what's happening right now. Just being willing to be honest and real about it. Like, just say what's happening instead of trying to rebuff it or dismiss it, but just acknowledge that it's there. Because when we can't change anything if we don't see it, if we keep our head in the sand, we can't see what's going on around us. So just be aware, but really still create that open-hearted space. And so I'm actually super excited to give your community a digital copy of your Brave Enough, and I'll at the end give them where they can read through and get the questions but in the book. But don't be afraid to like open your heart in this time and really kind of explore, what do you need more of? What do you want to give more of in your community? And just being available to show up for yourself and show up for the people. One of the big things that I would say right now is, if you're feeling stress and anxiety and trauma, is to do something kind for yourself. Because when we are experiencing this, sometimes we forget to take care of ourselves. And one of the simplest ways that we can do that is to just ask, what do I need? What do I need right now? Because often we're not attuned to that. And so really trying to, I just need to be alone. I need to take a nap. Like, whatever it is, like, really honor what you need. Because in these times, it's easy to ignore our needs and to focus on other people. But it's really important that in order to continue to help and support others, we have to do that for ourselves first before we give away everything that we have in like energetically, is to fill ourselves up first. So sit with it and figure out what fills you up, what makes you feel energized and loved. And so then you can give to the people you love in your community. You can give them all the overflow, and you can show them how it's done, because I think a lot of this isn't telling people, it's showing people.
That's amazing. I love this idea. And I think it's actually the best idea for our listeners to think about, to ponder on at the end of our time together. I think it's something very powerful, and I would really love our audience to take the time to think about your question and to be kind with themselves, and after this interview to actually do something for themselves. Of course, at the end of every interview, I love to ask, how can our audience get in touch with you? How can they get the book?
Yeah, amazing. Yes. So I have the book you can get at www.amandajpbrown.com/brave, and you get the full digital copy. I'm on Facebook. I have a community there. And I love connecting with people. So they can reach out through the website or Facebook or that. But they can secure the book at the amandajpbrown.com/brave.
Thank you so much for everything that you've shared with us, for being so generous. And thank you for this beautiful and kind idea, and I hope that many of our listeners will take the time to do what you recommended.
Thank you so much, and you're welcome. It's been an honor to be here with you and your community.
Thank you.
As I'm helping people move their businesses online by using my web expertise, I also want you to experience more abundance through gratitude, especially in these troubling times. and I have put all that I know in this step-by-step course to help you go from lack to abundance in 7 weeks. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundance to find out more. That's georgianbenta.com/abundance. See you there.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundance course. That's georgianbenta.com/abundance course to join me now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundance course. That's georgianbenta.com/abundance course to join me now.